Yeah.
Access number 29049, Mr. Frank Tolley, Reel 2. Now, we're talking about the effects of life of the war.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the bombing. How much bombing was there in Aldbury?
Three houses from us, a bomb fell, made a big crater. It didn't explode. The pin in the fuse must still have been intact. I don't know at all. I only heard about this. I was in the RAF at that time.
No, we mean when you were there. Any bombing when you were there?
No. I don't think any. We didn't have any bombing before 1940. I'm sure we didn't have any before 1940, August 40, when I was called up to Cardington.
Okay, so now tell me how you came to be called up. Because were you called up or did you volunteer?
No, I volunteered, as I said earlier.
Now, how come you weren't called up when you were 18? Were you deferred for a year or?
It was 20 then. National Service 20.
Of course it was.
Then.
Sorry, I meant to.
Sorry, it was 20 then.
Now, tell me what happened. How did you come to volunteer?
I told you that all this propaganda and. Other fellows were going, and a chappie that sat next to me at school, he was a Christadelphian, and he had the courage of his convictions. He was
pacifist.
A conscious objector. Yes, he didn't go. Others. Went into reserved occupations, and I went, and as a matter of fact, I was called up on the same day that my manager.
Yeah, now you said you volunteered.
I volunteered. Yes.
Let's keep things in order.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Volunteered.
And how did you go about volunteering?
I went to Birmingham to volunteer for the Navy, but. It was either half day off for them, the recruiting office, or it was their lunchtime. It was closed. But impetuous me, I go next door where it is the RAF, and I volunteered to RAF.
Now, why did you want to join the RN, the Royal Navy?
Well, because my father had been in the Marines, and I thought, half following his footsteps.
Now, what happened when he went into the RAF recruiting place? This is what, May 1940, I think you said.
May 40, yes. I went in and they asked me all my particulars, schooling and hobbies and that. Well, I was quite keen on photography. I did a little bit of printing as well. And this, it was brown and white printing, very elementary sort of way. And it's so long ago, I cannot remember how it was done now. And so I joined ostensibly to be become an aerial photographer. But I think that was a load of bull. You know, it's just a matter of getting me in.
So that's what you thought you'd joined us?
Yes. But when my papers came up, I was general duties.
Now, what happened to, I mean, anything else happened in May? I mean, were you given a medical or anything?
Oh, yes. Before, given a medical before being accepted. And when you're accepted, they gave you a badge to put on to show that you were ready for call up. And
now, what happened when you were called up?
August 40, and it coincided the same day that the manager from the Maypole, he was called up, and we went together to the same place, to Cardington, and he became a stores clerk, stores assistant.
Now, what about what happened to you? I mean, what did your parents think when you were called up?
Oh, well, I believe mother cried when my civilian clothes came, were sent back. And it was
but she didn't react when you actually went?
I really can't remember. I honestly cannot remember.
Now, where did you go to?
Cardington.
Now, what was that?
Cardington was in Bedfordshire.
Was it the recruit receipt? What was it?
Yeah. That was receiving, newcomers, recruits.
Recruit receipt,
yes. Only there for 3 or 4 days. And
now, what happened? You'd arrived as a civilian and you've got no military experience whatsoever, had you? So
only drilling in the St. John Ambulance Brigade. That's all.
So, what happened when you got to the recruit at Cardington?
In Cardington, we were kitted out. We slept under canvas.
Now, what did they kit you out with? Can you remember?
Well, uniform. You had a kit bag. You had knapsacks and all. Uniform and equipment. Had a knife and fork, knife, fork and spoon, and a mug. And
anything else happened at Cardington?
Cardington. No, not really. We only left for about 3 days. Then we were sent off to Morecambe Bay, where we did drilling for 3 weeks.
Now, what was that unit? What was happening there?
We were in Bridger on civilians then.
Well, what was the unit called? Do you know?
Oh, no, don't. No. I might have it in.
Now, you can't find the unit you were in. Would it be an initial training one or something?
That's so, yes.
Now, what were you actually doing there? Well, first tell me about your billet, because you were in with civilians, weren't you?
Yes.
Now, tell me about that billet.
No, yes, billet on civilians.
So what was that like? What was it?
Mrs. Ashcroft at Morecambe. Well, it was very good. We had bacon egg breakfast, and we had a meal at night, I think, when we went back. That's somewhat vague, I don't remember. I know we did...
Did she treat you well, Mrs. Ashcroft?
Oh, yes, yeah, Ashcroft, yes. Oh, yes. We were well treated. There must have been a dozen of us. Must have been a dozen of us there.
Sharing rooms,
Yes. Even sharing beds, you know. Sharing beds, then. She was strangers. Yeah. Yeah, so two of us to a bed.
Now, what were you actually doing? What sort of training were you doing?
Rifle drill, foot drill.
Well, tell us about drill, foot drill. I mean, how did you take to it?
Oh, very easily. Yes, very well. But the instructors were good. They were quite good. As a matter of fact, my instructor...
Hang on, I'll come back.
Okay.
Drill. So, what did you think of drill? I mean, did you understand why you had to do so much of it?
Yes, well, if you were drilling to it was part of discipline. The impressive thing is that self-discipline came into it as well. You know, the smartness, you know, why you spin and polish your shoes, your boots and that. And it was very, very military.
Now, do you do anything else but drill? We're learning rifle.
Rifle drill. No shooting.
Now, what about the rest of the lads? How are you getting on with them? The other recruits?
Fine. We were all much the same. I was one of the youngest. There was some.
They can't see him.
No. He was one of the old. They didn't have the Glengarry caps in those for us. We had to work.
How did you get on with the recruits? I mean, recruits, tell us a bit about them.
Yes.
Was there any bullying?
No, definitely not. No, not a lot of shouting by the NCOs,
But no bullying by the recruits within them.
No.
Were you all from the same sort of background?
Don't know, to be quite honest. Some of them, this story, for example, he was must have been 30 or thereabouts, he seemed to be quite rich, as it was to us in those days.
Did you have any particular pals amongst them?
No, there's none that I kept.
Now, what about the instructors? What were they like?
Oh, they were good. I should say, they were keen for us to be good. We'd be marching along, and left right there, come on, lads, bags of swank, all this sort of thing, and chin out, head up, shoulders back, all this. And strange enough, for quite a lot of us, it has stayed that way. I'm now still very erect. You know, it's just a fact. It's not a boast, or it's not a I shouldn't be like this, or whatever. It's just a fact. It just becomes part of you. That's what.
Did they do a lot of shouting and swearing at you, or were they more soft-spoken?
Well, there was very little swearing. After all, all of this was being done in public, you know, at a holiday centre. Matter of fact, my parents came up one weekend, I met them there. Didn't see them then, though, until quite a number of weeks afterwards. Might have been 3 months after that.
Now, what other training were you there? You'd got there in August.
Yeah.
Now, you must have been doing a bit more than just drilling.
No, it's amazing. I was there for 3 weeks, just 3 weeks, and that's all it was, foot drill and rifle drill.
So you were there till about September?
No. Yes, there was PT, physical training.
Tell us about the PT.
PT. Well, much that we'd done at school. There was no assault courses, anything like that. They were unknown in those days, more or less. So that was it. We,
Could you do any cross-country runs or route marches or anything like that?
No, not there. Not there at all. No.
What about preparing for kit inspections? That's, you know, the sort of the bull side of things.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we didn't do that there because, we were on we're all on civilians living in civilian accommodation. No, there was no kit inspection at all.
So what's the next posting? You were there till what, about September 40?
Yes, I suppose. If I had this phone book, I don't know whether I've got it.
Next time.
Yeah. Halton, Buckinghamshire. That was the apprentice wing.
We actually going into the apprentice wing?
Yes, working
there. School of Apprentices.
School of Apprentices, yes.
And what were you going in there to learn?
Well, we were going there to work. I was put into the orderly room, orderly office.
So you were just there as an aircraftman, second-class aircraftman?
Second-class aircraftman, sir, yes. Yes. But whilst there...
Now, what exactly were you doing in the orderly room?
In the orderly room? Oh, learning to do printing of SROs and DROs.
What are they?
Daily routine orders and squadron routine orders. Orderly sergeant would send me around to the cookhouse to get some rock cakes, it was very, very easy, very, very cushy 3 months that I had there.
So you weren't part of the school, you were just stashed there, basically.
Yeah, that's
now,
right, yeah.
You said something happened while you were there.
Yes. I was recommended to and sent onto a drill instructor's course onto another squadron.
Now, when was that?
Whilst I was there, within the 3 months.
Tell us about the drill instructor's course.
It was just more intensive, more explanatory, or you had to do the explaining of the drills to the rest of the squad. But I got posted from there before the course had finished, and so I didn't qualify as a drill instructor. I was sent from there to RAF Bramcote near Nuneaton.
And what were you sent there for?
To become part of ground defence.
Were you in the RAF regiment at this stage or not?
No. It wasn't formed then.
Of course not, sorry. No. Now, so tell me what happened when you got... That would be what? Before or after Christmas, 1940? Did you spend
Christmas? Just before, yes. Yes, because I went home for Christmas 40.
Now, what were your duties at Bramcote? Take us through
More drilling, bags of bull, bags and bags of bull.
Well, tell me about bull. What do you mean by bull? How would you prepare for a kit inspection?
For a kit inspection, yes. You have everything polished, your buttons polished. You would have your kit laid out on your bed, all in apple pie order. I can't remember how the order was now, but it had to be all in apple pie order. And everybody was criticised, you know, for one thing or another. We were all criticised over one thing. And
was there big things about polishing buttons, boots?
Oh, yes, that? yes. There's quite a lot of that then. We were issued with khaki then, with khaki battle dress then. So,
for these duties?
The duties were...
No, you were issued with khaki because you were on ground defence duty.
Yes.
What do you think of the khaki uniform compared to your Navy, your air
one? It was supposed to be in the RAF, not the Army. A bit resentful, there's no doubt about it. Having RAF regiment... hadn't begun then, no. That was it. You're on gun posts.
Now tell me about your duties. What gun and what posts?
Gun post. Well, Lewis guns. Around the airfield.
Had any training on them? Did they give you training?
Oh, yes, gave us training on those. Yes, and on the Hispanus Suiza cannon, 20mm cannon, which was. Part of the armament of Spitz and Hurries, the fighting Hurricanes. And then...
So what was it like manning a Lewis gun post?
Just a bind. Nothing ever happened at all. You're on...
Never any attacks?
No, never. Although, on one occasion, one chappie, he shot a Spitfire down. The Spitfire came... over very low over the airfield, and the orderly officer was around there, and he told this chappie to fire, and he fired, and the aircraft crashed. The pilot got out; he was injured, and this chappie that shot him down went to the hospital hospital to see him and congratulated by the pilot on his shooting. But there were a few crashes. It was an operational training unit. I forget the number of it.
It's all right. What do you remember of the crashes? How bad were they?
There were Polish airmen training there. There were two bomber crashes.
How bad?
Well, no survivors. No survivors. From at all.
What had caused them? Did they know?
They would know or find out, but I wouldn't know. Another time, I was in sick quarters because I'd planned on a motorcycle. An Anson. And one chap managed to bail. Two Ansons collided, not very high up. And one chap, he bailed out at 500 feet and lived. But the others didn't. Yeah. And but that was a long time afterwards, because it's quite a break now. I used to go home from Nuneaton, good train service, and I could finish at midday and get out and go home and come back by the 8:30 train from New Street, Birmingham, to Nuneaton, and walk up from Nuneaton back to the drone. But on one occasion, I was posted from there to a satellite, Bitterswell, near Lutterworth, yes. And I hitchhiked back to camp. I got a lift on a motorbike just outside of Coventry on the way to Rugby. And it was like a chap who ran up a roundabout and threw me off. I was coming, because I was taking into a house. My trousers were torn and that. And I'd got to get back to camp because I hadn't any pass, no pass at all. And eventually they let me go. And when I got back to camp on the Sunday morning, there was nobody about but the orderly clerk, and he said they're on church parade, and he told them that I was on SOP, and thankfully they never checked on this. So he phoned up for me to go to sick quarters back to Bramcote, and it was there where that accident happened, where this chappy bailed out when I was in sick quarters.
Now, you'd been at a motorcycle crash,
or? Yes, I was hitchhiking, and it was a home guard chappy.
Now, how badly were you injured?
Well, I was knocked out, I was concussed, and my trousers were torn, and that was it. But man, I was young, and you survived these quite well. Although I was in dock for 7 days, and they gave me 3 days sick leave when I came out. But I'm afraid I'm overrunning again. When I was manning the Hispano-Suiza gun on the second raid of Coventry at night time, Jerry was passing over our airfield. He was too high. He was on his bombing run of Coventry, and he was too high to fire that. The next day, I went home. I hitchhiked through Coventry, and when I saw the damage that had happened the night before, I thought, bloody hell, if we're going to win this war, it's going to be from the air. Just reactions. I mean, it wasn't sense, not common sense, really. You've got to be won by all the forces. But this was where I thought, it's going to be won from the air. When I go back to camp, I'm going to volunteer to be an air gunner, because I've got the automatic weaponry training. I mentioned this to several of the other fellows there, and four or five of them said, we'll go with you. We volunteered, and we went for interviews. To this day I don't know how it happened, because I say all senior air crew were school certificated, and I hadn't got school cert. And at the end of my interview, they said, "You wanted to be an air gunner. Would you like to go under the PNB scheme, pilot navigated bombing?" Oh, crumbs, yes. Yes, if I can go for that. Of course, those three were same rate of pay, tough rate of pay, 12 and 6 or 13 and 6 a day. A fortune in those days, as opposed to, I think, Gunnar's got 7 and 6 or something like that.
So at this stage, you didn't know what it would be, a pilot, navigator, or bomber?
No, but so that happened. These other chaps were called up almost straight away, and before I was called up, they'd all gone for Burton. How lucky can you be? But that crash that I had on the motorbike, that probably saved my life too, because that set my course back for about 6 months, because I was posted from Bramcote to Martlesham Heath down in near Ipswich. And
now, who are you with there?
Still with the RAF regiment.
Yeah, you worked with the RAF regiment before.
Oh yes. When the RAF regiment was formed about 3 months after I got to Bramcote.
Right. Now tell me about that before we go on to.
Yes. That said, we, you know, this squadron now is becoming part of the RAF regiment.
And you don't know what number squadron
it was. 735.
So you had been on ground defence duties with 735.
No, I was on ground defence duties. There was no squadron, just ground defence duties. There was no squadron there. But so now we were going to become a squadron number 735 in the RAF regiment, which was later made 2,735. Because of the aircrew squadrons being formed.
Now, when did the RAF? Do you remember the date of the formation of the RAF? I mean, I know it's difficult to pin there. I wouldn't bother looking there.
When I've got that book, if you're on email, I can send.
Okay, we'll sort that that way. Yeah. So 75. You don't know quite when it was. Now, what impact did the formation of the RAF regiment have? I mean, was it very different being in that rather than the RAF? It is.
It was. I say we went into khaki. I think at that time, I think that is when we went into khaki, as well as our blue uniform. But we had RAF regiment on. Our shoulders.
And now, did it have any other impact other than the uniform?
No, not at all.
What was it organised like? I mean, how big?
It was a blind leading the blind. Honestly, we hadn't a clue. Really, we weren't soldiers. We went down to Caterham on a course. We're down there. Oh, this was after we moved to Martlesham Heath, after the squadron had been...
Now, were you still in 735 squadron?
Yes, 735 squadron moved down to Martlesham Heath.
And is that in Kent? Or?
No, near Ipswich. That's...
Of course it is, sorry.
Yes.
Now, what happened when you got down there? You don't know when that was. That would be in 1941, anyway.
Yes, I suppose 41, 42...
And how long you were at Bramcote?
Yes. It must have been Bramcote nearly 2 years. I was called up for Martlesham Heath anyhow. It'd be 43 when I was called up for aircrew.
So you were at Martlesham Heath about a year?
43, yes. I suppose it would be...
42 to 43?
Yes, I suppose.
Now, what were you doing at Martlesham Heath?
We did a little more infantry training.
Now tell me about your infantry training.
Infantry training. Well, we did assault course work.
What was that?
Scaling over walls or fencing, or throwing a coat over barbed wire and getting over that way. What else? Going across logs, across streams, and hiding in shrubbery, in woodwork, and climbing trees, and